Good evening to you all. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing to you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your pal in personal and business insurance. Let's dive straight into this week's pulse of the industry. Leading the line is our national regulatory body, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or as we better know it, ASIC. As of yesterday, ASIC extended some breathing space to our general insurance providers till August 27, 2030. What does this mean? Simply put, insurance providers won't need to appoint product distributors as authorized representatives for the next 5 years. This step, formalized through the legislative instrument 2025-520, is actually a continuation of an earlier framework that was about to run its course. The intent is to reduce the regulatory burden on insurers and prompt a decrease in compliance costs and technical requirements. The removal of these challenges may help our industry to focus better on enhancing and expanding their offerings, ultimately fostering a more competitive and consumer-friendly market right here in Australia. Our next story highlights a rising concern in today's digital landscape: cybersecurity. In the recent cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth, we saw just how vulnerable our financial companies could be. Fortnum's owner, Entireti, prepares to fight a related case, putting the spotlight on the urgent need for robust cybersecurity. Fraser Jack from Cyber Collective points out that cyber insurance isn't just an option anymore, it has become a downright necessity. However, insurance isn't a standalone solution. Proactive measures, including strong internal controls and employee training, can play a significant role in reducing breaches, especially given our transition to remote work during Melbourne's lockdowns. Remember, the keys to protecting your business in this digital age are a blend of comprehensive insurance coverage and stringent security protocols. Let's take a moment to look at the global scene. Swiss Re Institute forecasts a rise in global property and casualty insurance premiums in line with GDP over the next decade. Causes? A few, from growing losses due to natural catastrophes to economic inflation. The market is expected to double. Yes, you heard right, from a whopping US $2.4 trillion to a staggering US $4.3 trillion by 2040. Innovation is the driving force behind this potential growth. What role do captive insurers play in this? Well, they hold US $60, US $80 billion in premiums right now, offering self-insurance options as we move into the future. Efficiency in pricing and risk management will become even more critical as the burden of risk shifts more towards reinsurers. That's all for this week, folks. Stay current, stay informed, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off from the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Stay safe.